Recording in progress.
Get on my side. Today's daf is daf Nun Hey. And we're holding on the bottom of Nun Da'amid Beis. We're going to start from the Hodnan. That's five lines from the bottom of the Amid. Let's remind ourselves what the Gemara is talking about. What we've been talking about yesterday was the various limudim from the psukim in yesterday's Parshas Achrei Mois, and in this coming week's Parshas Kedoshim, where in both Parshiois we have a list of all of the Aroyois, and of course there are in each one of them, not each one, but many of them, there are little nuances which you don't have in the others. And therefore the Gemara is going to focused already yesterday, and going to continue focusing today on many of those little subtle nuances. First, the Gemara discusses the din of achois ishtar. We know, it says in the pasuk, nivel achois oleisika, chlitzrar, etc. We've had that pasuk from the very beginning of our Masechta. The question is the din of achois ishtar, does that apply both achois min ha'im and achois min ha'av, or only achois min ha'av? We had a similar discussion yesterday, right before this Gemara, and we spoke about achois toy. Achois say it says befeirish in the Torah. There it says befeirish that a person is not allowed to go and take a sister, and the sister, whether or not it happens to be a full-fledged sister, possibly really doesn't address a full-fledged sister. The Torah only addresses a half a sister, but a half-sister, I should say. But the Torah is very clear that the half-sister can be Bein mina av, bein mina ein. Looking at yesterday's tzeh, har ervas achoischa, vas avicha, oi vas imcha. But let us buy some, let us chutz, loisagale ervasat. So it says, vas avicha, oi imecha. Crystal clear that the achoischoi is both mina av and mina ein. We spoke about doidosa. Doidosa means the wife of a person's uncle, which means, for instance, a father had a brother. That brother was married, and that lady to whom he is married is called Deidosa. Question is, the brother of the father who married that Deidosa, in other words, the Deidai, is he Dafka a brother of the father Min Ha'av, or even Min Ha'aim? And the Gemara concluded, yes, only if he's Dodo Min Ha'av, not if he's Dodo Min Ha'aim. Now we're going to talk about the Achois Ishtoi. Is it both Min Ha'av, or only Min Ha'av, or also Min Ha'aim? So to move on, now, we learned five lines from the bottom of the Amud. It says in the Mishnah, Omru lo imeisa ishtecha, menosa achoisa me'avia. Person was married to a young lady, and then he got a report that his wife never passed away. So he remarried achoisa me'avia to her sister. No problem, because the whole din of achois ishtoi is only b'chayeh, as we've been talking about from the beginning of the Masechta. So therefore, his wife passed away. He married the sister Mesa, and then he heard that Nebuch, she passed away. And now he married her sister. Again, her sister Mel'aim this time. Again, Mesa, he heard that she passed away. And now he married the sister from the same father. Mayor that she passed away. And now he married the sister from the same mother. And after that he hears that the whole thing is not true. All of them, Baruch Hashem, are alive. He's allowed to stay married to the first, the third, fifth. Were he to go and pass away, and his brother would go and be miyabim, there are only three married women, legitimately, 1, 3, and 5, and therefore, if you do yibam or chalitza with one of them, the other two would be potter. And he's not allowed to live the second or the fourth. Now, the words sound great, but what is the real case? So she tells us the case in great detail. We should take a look at the Rashi. Rashi is four lines before the wide lines. Everybody say, it's not a difficult Rashi, but you do have to focus on the details, otherwise you'll lose it. Dina bas Leah mi Yaakov. You have Dina, the daughter of Leah, from Yaakov. V'yechebet bas Leah mi Chetzron. Dina had a sister. The sister's name was Yechebet. How she a sister? Because both of them had the same mother, Leah. Right? Dina bas Leah, Yechebet bas Leah. Notice, however, they had different fathers. So they were achoyos min ha'eg. Now this Yechebet bas Leah Mechetzroi also had a sister. And her sister was Sara bas Chetzroi Mitura. Notice that Sara bas Chetzroi is not related in any way, shape, or form Dina bas Leah. She is only related to Yechebet. How is she related to Yechebet? Because Yechebet bas Leah's father is Chetzroi. And Sarah is Bats, right? See, Yecheben and Sarah are sisters, min ha'av. Sarah Bats Chetzron had a different mother. The name was Keturah. Like we have in the Torah, the Keturah, she said it was Hagar. Anyway, so Sarah is Bats Keturah. And she has a sister, Rivka Bats Keturah. So Sarah has a sister called Rivka. And again, they are Achyos min ha'aim, but not from the same father. Because Sarah's father is Chetzrai. Rivka's father is Besuel. But they have the same mother, Keturah. And then finally we have Umalka bas Besuel Mechana. Rivka bas Keturah has a sister by the name of Malka. How are they sisters? Because they have the same father, Besuel. Different mother. It's Keturah and this is Chana. Anyway, bottom line is, as you can see, yeah, one is related to two is related to three, but one is not related to three. Three is related to four, but two is not related to four. Four is related to five, but three is not related to five. Because in each case, we keep shifting the mothers and the fathers. Anyway, bottom line is, Reuven noses Malka. We're continuing the Rashi. Reuven married Malka. And now Rashi is going backwards, if you will, in the five ladies that we just enumerated. Reuven marries Malka. Malka, again, was the daughter of Besuel from Chana. And then Reuven travels to Medina Seyam. Amruloi, and he gets a telegram. In those days, they didn't have emails yet, and they didn't have telephones. So Amruloi, Meisa Ishtecha, unfortunately, your wife, Malka passed away. So what did he do? Venosa es Rivka. He went and married Rivka. Rivka was a sister of Malka because both of them had the same father, Bisbel. Is Venosa es Rivka, she achoisim yavia. Nothing wrong with that. That was fine. Chosvi Amulai, then a few days later, he gets another telegram. Nebuchadnezzar es Rivka, Rachmanus von Rivka passed away. Venosa es Sarah achoisim yavia. Now he marries Sarah. Remember, Sarah was a sister to Rivka, in which respect? Because Sarah was the daughter of Keturah, and Rivka was the daughter of Keturah, so therefore it was Achoy Sameima, they share the same mother. And then Amrulai Mesa Sarah, he got another telegram that Nebuchadnezzar passed away. The Nos is Yechebet Achoy Sameavia, and now he married Yechebet. Yechebet and Sarah were both sisters, they had the same father, Chetzroi, so it's Achoy Sameavia. Omruloi, and then after that they told him, Mesi Yechebet, Yechebet passed away. Now he finally married the first of the five, and now it's the fifth of the five, Dina, who is a sister to Yechebet, because they both had a mother, Leah. And now what happened? After the dust settled on all five of these, he gets a new telegram. All previous telegrams were a big, big mistake. Baruch Hashem, all five of them are alive and kicking. They're Malka, Mit Rivka, Mit Yecheved, Mit Sara, Mit Dina, everybody's alive. So Trash, Mut joined with Malka Isha. He could stay married to his first wife, Malka, because after all, that was totally perfect. He could also continue to be married to Bishlishis. You know why? Shlishis, which is Sara, to Rivka. Lady number two, which was Rivka, that Kiddusha was never Chal. Why wasn't it Chal? Because those were two Achoyos. So it's not effective. It's Issa Krisis, and therefore Kedushin is not Toiv. He wasn't even married to number. Ubiyasu was boinus, the whole thing was an oinus. And that, therefore, he's allowed to go and marry now number three. In other words, he's allowed to stay married with number three. Not Noisan al Anusa, even though Nebuch, he had already lived with wife number two, which is a sister to wife number three. There's only an Isra of Achuis Ishtoi. There's no Isra of Achuis Anusosai. So he can stay married to number three. And he can also marry the Chamishas, Dina, number five. The Alpha Bishi Kois Yechevet Arvias, even though she is the sister of number four, the Fisha Bias Yechevet Pitui, because the B of Yechevet was a Pitui. I don't know why Rashi switches from Oinus to Pitui, but I think Rashi, just the point is that regardless whether it's a Pitui or an Oinus, it's in a Kiddushin. It was not a Ishus. It was not traditional holy matrimony. The Nesha Shlisha, so Yekidesh, Yekidush, Yekidush. Since number three was effective, number four was not, and therefore he was not married to number four, so he's allowed to stay married to number five. Mutter to one, three, and five. And then the Rashi continues, the point is very saying, it makes, happens if he eventually dies. I mean, anybody that's told after marrying five women that's full alive, I can see why he would go into cardiac arrest. And remember, he passed away. The Chotua Achim, the Achas Mehen, if one of his brothers gave a chalitza to one, three, or five, one of those three, quite sincerely saying, then three and five would automatically fall away. In other words, the chalitza would batter them. The chalitza would not batter two and four, and giving a chalitza to two and four would not accomplish because he's not married to two and four. So therefore, you have to give a chalitza to one, three, or five, and automatically the other two, poitrois, tzoreisein. Now, it says, right, also Mishnia, Avadi is not allowed to whoever live with the second Meharishina and Revias from the Ashlishas. So all of that is pretty straightforward. So after Rashi's explanation, the Loshon HaGemara makes a lot of sense and it's very clear. So getting back to just read the Gemara again quickly, but it's not. Umrulai, they told him, they told him initially, your wife passed away, and therefore he married the sister, the father. And then they told him Meisa that she died. And then they told him that she died. And then they told him that she died. Mutter at the end, they told him good news, all alive. If he dies, then giving a chalit to any one of the three, the other two. The also bishniu berfias, and he's also two, number two and number four. Then he is achas man by teres terasa. And if you were to go and give a bia or chalitza to number four, that would not pater the tzaris, because two and four are not married to this person who never passed away. They were never married. Their marriage was never an official, legal, effective marriage. What happens, now we're going to make a slight change in the facts. Of the five women, the first one, in fact, Nebuch did pass away. That was Malka. She did pass away. So since she passed away, he's now allowed to, Mutter Mishni is allowed to continue living with number two. And since he can live with number two, he cannot live with number three. Since he cannot live with number three, he's Mutter before. But since he's Mutter before, he's also number five. So it's all the same type of pattern. His Nochmo. If the first one really did die, and he lived with number two, Mutabhurvias, who point the story, saying Vasamishlishas and Bhamishas. Same Khajban as before. They're very good. What do I see clearly from that Mishnah? That when it comes to the dinner of a Khois Ishtoi, it's Bain Mino Aim, who Bain Minho Af. Alma. A Khois Ishtoi Bain is Mina'am, Bain Mina Aim, like we just said, is us. Great Maminola. What's the mocker? What's the worst for that? After all, Chois Ishtoi is very similar to Achoise. Achoise is his sister. Chois Ish is his sister-in-law. So therefore, Ma Achoise ben Ma'a ben Minoi, that's the pasuk that we quoted before. It says in the pasuk, Emas Achoischa bas avicha bas imecha. We learned it yesterday in the Sedra. So it says, same thing by Achois Ishtoi, Bein Min Ha, Bein Min Ha. It's not that I have a limit, it's just a man, you know. I see that that's the halacha there. So probably the same thing applies here. Frankly, why don't we learn from the case of the Dosai? That's his aunt. That's the natural aunt. It's an aunt that married his uncle, which the Torah, of course, prohibited as an erva. Ma de dosi mina avle mina aim, afka mina avle mina aim. Hapnei de dosi is only mina avle mina aim. We had that in the Gemara yesterday. That was the Gemara that concluded before today's Gemara, because it says in the Pasuk, mi mishpachti yigalenu, mishpachas akri mishpach, mishpachas aim, any kru mishpacha. Anyway, you remember that from yesterday. So now what choice? Do I learn it from achoy soy, and therefore say, bein mina av, bein mina aim? Or do I learn from de dosi, and then would only be a mina av? So the Chayit makes more sense to learn Me'achos. It's more logical. Why? I would prefer learning a limud from Achos, right? Because that's the same generation. That's the core of Atzmai. The sister and the sister-in-law are craving to him. Mashdoidosai, says Rashi, is a core to his father. That's really the next generation. So it makes much more sense to go and learn from the same generation, sister-in-law, rather than learning from an aunt. Achoisoi is a blood relative to sister. Achois ishtoi is only a relative through marriage. Doidosoi, that's the aunt that married his aunt, also is only through marriage. So we should learn blood through marriage relationship from blood through marriage relationship, as opposed to learning just directly a case of marriage from a case of direct blood. Ella says, Igmar, you're right. I'm not going to learn Achois Ishtoi either from Achoisai or from Deidosai, from Aishas Ach Yofin. I'm going to learn from Aishas Ach. Why? The Shekain, Dor De Kedusha, Ukroi V'Yatzmon. Because Aishas Ach has, if you will, both mouths. Number one, Eisach is also a sister-in-law, al yedei kiddushin, meaning through, as well as a krovi atzmai. It's on his level, it's not on his father's level. So we're going to learn from Eisach. Just like Eisach is both min ha'av and min ha'im, same thing applies over here, by achois ishtoi, bein min ha'av or bein min ha'im. Frank Timor of Eisach, ufa min ha'im, and how do we know Eisach is both min ha'av and min ha'im? So you decide. I have a price. So it says in the post. Erbas Eishes Ohicha Loisigale. Again, that's yesterday's parsha. And if you have heard of Or HaSholem, you'll notice that the pasuk ends off Erbas Ohicha Hi. I only bring that to your attention because the Gemara is going to bring that Erbas Ohicha Hi in about 10 lines. It's going to sound like from another parsha, from another pasuk. No, it's the same pasuk. Erbas Eishes Ohicha Loisigale. Zog the Gemara, bein mena it applies to both av and ein. So the Gemara, atoyu bein mena av, where does it say in the words ervas eishes achicha lo yisigale mena av and mena, maybe only mena av? So the Gemara didn't know. I'm going to learn again with a logical limud. Chayiv kan v'chayiv b'choisa. Let's learn from achoisa. Ma achoisa bein mena av bein ein. Av kan bein mena av bein mena ein. Therefore, eishes ach, which, of course, as you know, is also a sister-in-law. It's not the same sister-in-law as Achois Ishtoi, but it's also a sister-in-law. We'll learn from the sister. Just like sister is Bein Min Av, Bein Min Ein, same thing. Oiklach l'derach zu. Chayiv kan v'chayiv b'toy dosa. Let's learn from the aunt. Ma di dosa min av li min ein. Ma'av kam min av li min ein. And we know the dosa is only min av. That thing more on the bottom of the Amid Beis. Ni mishpach di yikolenu, mishpach as av, kri mishpach. And we go through the same analysis that we went a minute ago. The Chayra should learn the din of Eishes Ach from Ahoisai because it's on the same level. It's his Kroivim. Instead of Doidosai, which is not his level, that's his father's level of Kroivim. Wouldn't it make sense to learn from Ahoisai? I rather go and learn the din of Eishes Ach. After all, this Eishes Ach only became usher to me as a result of marriage. It's not a blood relationship. So learn that from the Dosa, which is also through marriage, because the aunt married my uncle. So therefore, again, I'm stuck not only now by a chos ish, but by eish esach. How do I know? Oh, that's the second part of the pasuk that we saw a moment ago. This erbas achichehi would seem to be totally superfluous. We already said erbas eishes achicha loy segale. If anybody would ask them, what's the problem of marrying the eishes achicha? Well, it's because that's the wife of my brother. That's erbas achichehi. So why does it have to repeat that? Oh, bein min ay min ha ein. The duplication in language, the repetition in the pasuk is telling you both min av and min ein. So, Timura, I acknowledge that the last three words, erbas achichehi, are unnecessary. And obviously it comes to tell us a new lesson. But who says that the lesson is to teach us, maybe the first half of the pasuk and the second half of the pasuk, we're talking about eishes av min ho'ach. Eishes ach min ho'ach. Only min ho'ach, not min ho'ach. We know of us that there is a distinction after a brother passes away, we're allowed to go and marry the sister-in-law. If the brother passed away with children, of course you're not allowed to live with the sister-in-law. If the brother passes away without children, it's a din of Yibo. We all know that. We've been learning that since the beginning of the Masech. It says the Gemara, maybe we should make that same distinction when the brother is still alive, but the brother unfortunately gave a get to his wife. Is there a similar distinction between whether the brother had children or the brother did not have children? So it says the Gemara, the Ema, the first part of the pasuk is talking about the Ema, Edev, Eishes, Achna'av. Both of them are only talking about Mina'ab and not Min Ho'aim. And the reason why I need two different segments in the pasuk, Chodet Yesh Labanim B'chayi Bala, that if the Nebuch divorced his wife, that the second brother is not allowed to marry her because the husband has children. And Chodet, and the second part of the pasuk tells us, the Ein Labanim B'chayi Bala, who is Asur, even though there are no children. And so therefore, the two parts of Pasuk are telling you, Beit Sheyesh Lo Abonim, Beit She'ein Lo Abonim, it's Osses, but again, only Eishes Ach Min Ho'av. How do I know Min Ho'ein? Zimor, that's impossible. I cannot learn that, because Ein Lo Abonim B'chayi Bala, Ravu Nafka, that if there are no Abonim B'chayi Bala, that it's Osses, that already we learned from Hav Ravuna. Who is that Ravu, huh? If you turn back to yesterday's Nun Dalit Amud Beis, we had Rav Huna towards the top of the Amud, about 10 lines from the top of the Amud, where it says, Lam li likir Rav Huna, Yom Rav Huna, Ramaz div Amud Atayra Minayin. Now you can skip the next 7-8 lines and go to the first wide line of Nun Dalit Amud Beis. It's still Rav Huna talking. Oh, makrav the isha sheikach as eishes achiv. Oh, eishes achiv. Nidi. Break the Gemara. Chi eishes achiv nidi. Every single sister-in-law is a nida. She's a nida if she's during her period. But if she's not normal menstrual cycle, she's not a nida. So what's the nidi? Elakin nida. Ma nida afal bi sheyesh lo heter li acher. Mikan. Even though every nida, she's osur for a certain period of time, but subsequent to that, she becomes muteres, bishas isura bikares, and as long as she is osur, she's a nida, because the isur kares. Afeshes achnami, avu bish yesh laheter liachem ikan. Eshesach, even though there will be a heter later on, when will be the heter later on? If the brother passes away without children, b'chayim ba'ala. That same husband, if he has no children, and he gives a get to his wife, if the brother were to marry that divorcee, bikares. Oh, so I see from Rav Huna's drasha of Nidhi, that if you have two brothers, one brother is married to a woman, and that brother has no children, and he gives her a divorce, And now the second brother wants to marry her. Chas v'shalom, if he does that, b'chayi bala, as long as the husband is alive, is b'karis. So I was getting back to our Gemara. So the angel of Abana b'chayi b'ilun for Avuna. So again, what do I need the two parts of the pasuk here? So the angel Eden, Eden the angel is ach min ha'av. Again, not that we're saying min ha'av and min ha'av. Both parts are min ha'av. Chodet the angel of Abana b'chayi bala. V'chodet the angel of Abana li'acher minses bala. Both, you're not allowed to go and marry the sister-in-law if the husband divorced her and the husband had children. And the other part of the pasuk comes into, if the husband never passed away and left over children, you're not allowed to marry the eshes ach, sheyesh lo banim. Frey Timur, yesh lo banim li ach amisus ba'al le tzvich akra. That you don't need a pasuk for. We know that. Since the Torah gives us a parasha of Yibum, that if the brother left no children, you're allowed to marry the sister-in-law. What happens if there would be a child? Asura, then it's Asur. That's a double portion, right? Ki yeshu achim yachtov, ven ein loy, leisiyah ish, zameisachutz leizor. It's only because of ven ein, but if they would have banim, of course it's Asur. So I don't need a new pasuk to tell us that. No, maybe yeah. The Dilma Ein La Bonim Asura Li Alma V'Shari Li Yavam. Very interesting Havamin. That maybe if there are no sons, she remains Asura to the whole world. She's only Muteres Li Yavam. That's the parasha of Yibam. Yesh Bonim, if the person who passed away did have children with her, V'Shari Li Alma V'Shari Li Yavam. Not only is it muter to the world, in other words, because there's no din of Yibam, but even to the Yom, it's muter. Even without the din of Yibam. The whole din of Yibam is if there are no children to the first husband, Nebuchadnezzar, then there's a mitzvah of Yibam. If, however, there were children to the mez, then there's no mitzvah, but anybody can go and marry her. The whole oilam, including him. And that's the reason why I need a special blessing to tell you, no, it's awesome. Or inami, another way of learning. Ein lo bonim mitzvah. If he has no children, then there's a mitzvah of Yibam. Yesh lo bonim rishus. If they were children, then the surviving brother is allowed to. There's no mitzvah. It's not yomu Yibam. Mitzvah lahakim lahachiv shem bi Yisrael. Baruch Hashem's children. But still rishus. Or inami, nochav shat. Ein labanim in. If there are no children, yes. Yesh labanim loy. V'la b'mechval asay. If you only would have the halach hilchos yibam, I would say that if there are no children, yes, there's a mitzvah. Go and get married. If there are children, it's osir. Not that there's an iser kares. Maybe that iser kares expired as soon as the brother passed away. It's no longer my ashes. If Chas v'Shalom, the brother passed away. And so therefore, the iser kares perhaps faded. But what would there be instead? There would be a lav habo mechlal aseh. What would be the iser aseh? Iser aseh would be that since the Torah says that if there are no children, yivam yavi aleha. This is an asay. Oh, if there are no children, then it's a lav. A lav abam echlalame. But I wouldn't know the din of kareis. And that's why I need the asachichahi. So I still don't know beimin ha'av, beimin ha'ein. Everything more of krachrina. On this that you just said now, is in the pasuk, erbas ochiv gila. That erbas ochiv gila is next week, meaning this forthcoming parashas kedoshim, the isha sheyikach as isha eshes ochiv nidi, erabas ochiv gilo arirem yiyu. Aha. So therefore, tell us that as was the din of yesh labonim achar misa. That's already covered by the pasuk in parashas kedoshim. So now I'm back in parashas kremois. I have two halves of a pasuk. I have the erabas eshes ochicha loisegale. I have Eves Achichai. So Timura, first part of the pasuk tells you when it's an Eish Ach Min Ho'av. Second part of the pasuk comes to tell you, Eishes Ach Min Ha'Eim. Okay. So bottom line is, now I have finally found the Makar, but Eishes Ach, the Isser Eishes Ach applies both Min Ha'Av and Min Ha'Eim. Frank Timora, once you're telling me that the Isur is min ha'av min ha'ein, maybe the din of Yibum is also both min ha'av u'min ha'ein. The aim ma eishes ach min ha'ein ke eishes ach min ha'av ma eishes ach min ha'av. The achar nisus bala sharia. It's mutter to go and marry. In fact, it's a mitzvah Yibum. Af eishes ach min ha'ein, the achar nisus bala sharia. Maybe there too it would be mutter. Even there will be more anxious ach min ha'ein. The Gemara on the surface is abyssal shver, because the Gemara already addressed this at the beginning of our Masechta, and the Gemara said back in Daf Yud Zayin that I know in the parsha of Yibam we're only talking about anxious ach min ha'av, not anxious ach min ha'ein, because I learned achba mibnei yankov. Here it says ki yeshvu. And when the brothers of Yosef came to visit Yosef, it says in the Pesach name Osir, Achim Anachnu. Oh, so just like those Achim's name Osir, they were from four different wives, Leah, Rachel, Bilhah, and Zilpah. They had one father. So just like those Achim are Achim and Ab, it too is Achim and Ab. So what's the Gemara asking that be even Achim and Aim? So this is not my kasha. Rashi already asked this kasha. If you look at the Rashi, about 12 lines from the top of the Amud. We learned Achva Achman Yaakov, Hikulanim Tman Av, Mitzvah. Mina Aim Rishus. The Mitzvah of Yibam is only Achman Av, but maybe Achman Aim is Mutter. Zoktimor, Omar Kro, Akhtar Gemara, he, Rabbi Yosef, Tehei. What means he? It's in the pasuk Ervas Achicha he. He means that the Isser remains intact. So although the mitzvah of Yibam be Achim and Av, if they're Achim and Av from the father, but there is no such mitzvah if they're Achim from the same mother. With this, we have concluded the first shtickle of today's daf. We started off today's daf asking, how do I know Achois Ishtoi Bein Mina Ab Bein Mina Aim? We know Achois Ishtoi from Eishes Ach. How do I know that Eishes Ach is both Bein Mina Ab Bein Mina Aim? Because I have a repetitive pasuk. Ervas Eishes Achicha He. Ervas Achicha Loi Sikale. That's the first part of the pasuk. And then it says Ervas Achicha He. I learned from the two parts of the pasuk. Bein Mina Ab Bein Mina Aim. Now more goes into, again, we said at the beginning of this year, various nuances explained by many of the Hilchos Erva, which would seem to be repetitive. Zokti Yimar Achois, because of a Koris, Lamali. Why do we need the term Koris Achois? What does Yimar mean? Because, as you know, we have that generic cleanup pasuk at the end of Parshas Kedoshim. We've quoted it in the Gemara many times. In fact, not Kedoshim, it was yesterday's Parsha, I'm sorry. If you have the Torah Ora Shole, it's Nun Dalet Amid Beis, Yet Amid Beis, Ois Aleph, Ki Kola She Yasa Mi Koyla Toyeitza Eile Benichriso. If you do any of those Toyevis, you get Koris. And you remember Gemara said at the top of Nun Dalet Amid Beis, Omer Rabbi Yoina. I learned from the Bosik that Hukshu Kola Royis Kulan Lanida. Manida La Baroav Kul Bahad. So I already learned the din of Koreis from that pasuk plus Yas and Mikol Teves Benichus. Now the question is, by Achoisai, why do you have to have the lashon of Koreis? Where do we have the lashon of Koreis by Achoisai? So you have today's Torah Ora Sholei. Go down to Oizvuf. This is in this week's Parashas Kedoshim. The Isha Sheikach Es Achoisai Bas Obe Vavais Imoi Achoisai. There's a din of Koreis. What do I need the din of Koreis for? I know Koreis because by all of the Arroyas, he called it, she asked me, call it to you, this Elvanifus. So what do I need Koreis by Achas? The two of Yoichana, the Yom Rabbi Yoichana, my son called Elam Achas, Chayev al Kol Acha Yachas. This is what we call lechalik. Just like we have by Shabbos, we have chalik here too, is lechalik. Meaning, since it says in the Pasuk, Yikol Hashiyas, Mikol Hashiyas, say the so, Sol Kedai Techamina, you can only get Koris once. However, if you do the Koris Bishogeg, you have to bring a Korban Chatos. So what happens if a person never learned Parshiyos Achrei Mois and Kedosh? And instead he learned that one should be a tremendous Baal Chesed, and he found numerous relatives had no Shiduchim. So he figured, I'm going to be a real good guy. And he marries his sister, and he marries his aunt, and he marries his sister-in-law, the Eishesach, and he marries the Achois Ishtoi, which is all to sister-in-law, because Nebuch, she didn't have a Shiduch, and so on and so forth. And the Nebuch the Imoy didn't have a Shiduch, and Eishes Ovid didn't have a Shidduch, and Bitoy, and Bitamanu Sosoy, and Baspina. He had, Baruch Hashem, 15, 16, 18 Shidduch, and he married all of the Arois. One day, he starts learning Masechtas Yevamos, specifically in Aradav, and he says, oh no, I married all of these Arois, they're all on to me in Issachares. But it was a showing game. So Sol Kedai Techamini, you'd only have to bring one Korban Chatas all together. If you do all of them together, you have to bring one Korban Chatas. So I would have thought, Mashmalon, that's why it's a Koris Bachoisei, to tell you that just like Achoisei Hoye Bachlal, the Yotzim in a Klal, it was in the Klal of Kikol Ashiyas, the Yotzim to have again the word Koris repeated by Achoisei. That you have to bring a korban chatos, but what is it's a koris in each one individually. You don't have to be over all of that. Right, Yimara. Well, the answer to Yomakol Chayov increased Klaloi. The Lam Yotz the koris Bachoyz and the Duna the koris Veloy the Malkis Lechalik Nala. But the Yimara is telling us is Rabbi Yitzchak also learned this topic of Achoyzay mit koris. But he learned it to tell us something else. What is that something else? In Masechtas Malkis, we're going to have him Yad Hashem when we start in the Zikin. In the Gemara, what happens if a person is being oiver Issachares, for instance, any one of the Aroyos where there is no Mises, and he's only being oiver Issachares. Two Edom come over to him and say, Yankel, if you're going to go and live with this prohibited erva, we want to know you're going to get malchus and bezdin because you're being over a lav. It's a lav sheyesh bekoris. True. But they told him, we are giving you sra'a. If you're going to be over, you're going to go and get malchus. And unfortunately, Yankel did not listen. And he lived with that prohibited erva. He was brought into Bezdin. Bezdin found them guilty based on the edus of these two Edom, and they gave him Malkus. Says the Gemara in Masechtas Malkus that he's potter now minakos. He doesn't have to worry when he becomes 50 or 60 years old, the possible chorus. No, no, he's absolved. He's already gotten his punishment. There's no double jeopardy, so to speak. He already got his punishment of Malkus. Ah, Rabbi Yitzchak respectfully disagrees. It says the reason why you have Koris Bachois is to tell you no. There's only an Oynish of Koris, no Oynish of Malkus. You can go and give him Hasra the Malkus 100 times. That is worthless, meaningless. This person is still subject to Koris. Well, there is a Yamakal Chayav Akris and Bechlal Hoyu. The Lomi Yatsin, the Koris Hoyse, the Doinim Bechoris, the Loyva Malkus. So the Chalim Yinolan, how does he know that, in fact, you get separate creases for each one of the Arois, and it together you have to bring numerous multiple chatois, not just one. Again, if you have Rashi says you could have shortened this pasuk instead of El Isha Benidas Tomasa. The only one that's a nida is an isha. A man cannot become a nida. So therefore, it could have simply said, "Vel nida loy sikrav." What's the isha? Benidas tamasa loy sikrav. Vel nida loy sikrav. It's the extra word isha that comes to tell you. Chayvav called isha v'isha. Each one of the aroyas is a separate oynish, a separate erva, a separate chatz. Okay, we finished that shtickle, and now
why do we need that? Already, Gufin, our different people are already different iterations of a, even if it was the same relationship, multiple sisters of his wife, let's say, and it was all under one category, one chapter of Arias, but it's all the same. But they're different bodies, they're different women. Why do we even need a different relationship? If multiple women under the same prohibition would require a different, would trigger a different transgression, certainly different women under different categories will trigger a multiple transgressions. Why do we have to go here? This is already a stretch.
How do you know that there is a punishment of caused by all the arayos?
Every act is itself, not just every woman. A man lives with a woman illegally, an Isser Kares, multiple times. Well, it was only one woman, one Chatas. Every act is a separate crime. It's astounding me that we're saying, well, we could roll it all up and give him a... it's not Shiga Shabbos, he didn't know it was Shabbos.
Harry, I hear your question perfectly. What is the mukkar in the Torah? Which pasuk in the Torah that tells you that if you're over on an Issa Erva, there's a din of Kares?
It's obviously one of these Pesukim, and this is the Gemara source for it, but I'm puzzled that this is we're going into this level when the simpler case would be if you live with one woman who is illegal to you multiple times. That's really the thing. Once you got there, all this is Kal v'chomer.
Barry, please look at Ois Aleph Nun Dalid Omid Beis. I assume you have the Torah or Hashem.
And today I do, yeah.
What does it say in Ois Aleph?
Kol Hashayachim Kol Hatovosa Eila V'Nichrasu Hanefoshes Ozos Mikerav Ama.
Perfect. Kol Hashayase, a person who's going to commit Mikol Hatovosa Eila among all of these abominations, then din of Kares. And therefore, there's a half a minute to say that you only get Kares if you're over a Kol Hatovosa Eila, not on individual Tehebis. That's why I need a special limit by Nida, not by Nida, by Achoisai, or from Elmanidas to Masa, called Isha V'Isha, to tell you that you chayv at each one individually, and not only if a machmir, and you go and live with all of these prohibited arayas, even if you only live with one, there's already enough cars. Going on. The next case in the Gemara is Doidosi, the Kosev Bar of Mona Aririm Yiyu Lomeli. The reason why the Gemara is asking this Kasha, Aririm means out children, and the way our Gemara is learning, this is a synonym to the word Kares. That's not so simple. Other places, as Amchlek, as Rashi, and Toises, where the Kares includes Zarei Nichras, and only that he is going to pass away prematurely. But our Gemara clearly learns that the two are synonymous. If you look at Rashi says, Aririm, about five lines, three lines before the wide lines of the Gemara, says Rashi, Aririm, Haimu Nami, Koresh, and Zaroi Nichras. Why does that say Aririm Yehu? It already says Koresh, Kikola Shias. And Gemara, Lomali, Likinarab, the Rabba Rom, Xiv Aririm Yehu, Xiv Aririm Yabus. Okay, son, we have two separate expressions. One is Aririm Yiyu and Aririm Yamusu. Have the benefit of Torah or Hasholem. One of them, Aririm Yihiyu, is by case of the Eishes Ach. And then, case by the Doidasa, it says Aririm Yamusu. So now, L'chayra, these two are the same. Why does Aririm Yamusu? Okay. Yesh Lebonim Koivra. And Lebonim Hoylech Aririm. Rabbi explains. Aririm Yiyu means that the person is already Aririm. Arina means that he, unfortunately, he doesn't have any children at the time. He does the Avira. And now the Torah is saying, you know what your punishment is? That you are going to remain Arina. That even if you were to have, post the Chait, new children, unfortunately, they're going to die. You're Arina now, and you're going to continue to be Arina for the future. Same thing, Arina Musu. If at this time, let's look at Aririm Yiyu. Rashi said three lines before the wide lines of the Gemara. Aririm Yiyu, the Shas Misasa Mashma, that they're going to be Yiyu at the time of the Misa when the person passes away, they'll be Aririm. So if a lovely day Aririm, Shem Yesh Le'banim, if he has children, Koivra, he's going to bury them. Aririm Yamus, the Mashim Imhein Ashrim, if they are Aririm now, Cain Yamus, they're going to pass away in the same status. So from the Aririm Yu and the Yamusu, I learned both if the person at the moment has no children, he's going to pass away without children, and even if they're new children, they're going to pass away. And if the person has children now, they're going to go and pass away. So that's what I have back to the Gemara. He's going to continue being an Ariri till the end of his life. That when it says in the Torah that Zaroi Nichras, Ariram is not going to have children, that's those children that were born prior to the Chait. As a result of this Chait, he's being punished. Ariram, any children that he has are going to die. Maybe future children, that's a different story. No, if it'll be future children, the holds are passing. Because Rahman Ariram Yamusa, only new children are going to be born, but children that were there until now, they're in. What do they have to do with this chet? Therefore, Tricha, that you have to have both Ariram Yiwa and Ariram Yamusa. Right, we're going now to Hilchis Haro'a. Haro'a de Chayovi Lavin Minogon. How do we know Haro'a de Chayovi Kriyas? That was yesterday's Gemara. Back on top of Nun Dalet Omid is, if you remember, that was Rabbi Yoina, fourth line, Elam Rabbi Yoina. He kriyas, we call it Avis Elam Adichris, huh? That what's it in? Hukshu kol haro is kulun lenita, ma nida baharo av kol baharo. Because by nida it says, es koira he'era, this is a lotion of haro, and it's kikol ha-shiyas, we call it Avis Elam, including the nida. Choy, it's Vaisach Vendain, that the din of Haro applies across the board to all Isurei Karis. Now the question is, Haro de Chiyavi Lavino, the person is over a lot. For instance, it says in the Torah, Liyavi Mamzer Bekalashem. Mamzer, if a person marries a Mamzer, it's only in Isalab, then it's a Karis. What's the. Oh, he's over a lot. What happens if he didn't do full fledged B, he only did Haro? How do you know that you're Chayiv? So if you're more, I'm going to go to Rachman Shivcha Harufa. What's the din by Shivcha Harufa? If you have ois, Isha Shishka bez Isha Shech Bazera, the Shivcha Necharef is the Ilan Sasa, the Koris Tia, La Yumsu, Kiloi Chupasha. That's the din of the Hashem Shivcha Harufa. If a person lives with a Shivcha Harufa, Shivcha Harufa means a Shivcha Knat, who is designated to live with an Eved Ivri. Okay, so if somebody disturbs that marital relationship and lives with the Shivcha Kanis, called the Shivcha Harufa, Nechrefes Leish, he has to bring a carbon osha. That's the Sham Shivcha Haruf. But it says in the Torah, the Ish Kishav is Isha Shichva Zera. The Chari would be enough to go and say, Ashigale Ervosa, like all the other Lishoinis that you have in Parshas Kremois, Ervosa Gila, the Sagale Ervosa. Why do we use a lotion of Sheikh Vazer? So, I'll tell you why. Only by Sheikh Haru is there a din of Sheikh Vazer that means a Gemar Bia, full fledged Bia, that leads to Sheikh Vazer. Masha Ein Gain, by Chiyobi Lavin, Haru is enough to be Oyvah. Zimara Adrava. Medical Rahman Haru and Chiyobi Krisus, Mechlal Chiyobi Lavin, Gemar Bia. He, of course, is much more Chomor. That's why the Torah says, even Haru, you defer. But maybe Chayav Lavin, it has to be Gemar Bia. Amar Avashiv, Kedishtak Shivcha Harufa. If that would be the case, then why does the Torah use the expression Shivcha Harufa, Shichva Zera, which is the lotion of Gemar Bia, is the Chasimin only by the Korban Sham Shivcha Harufa is there a din of Gemar Bia. But they all are the Chayav Lavin, Afila Behara. Right, the Mara Rod, Chayav Lavin, the Kuhuna Minogan. How do we know the Kuhuna? For instance, if you're talking about a Kohen taking a grusha, Kohen Gadol taking an almana, what's the halacha over there? How do I know? So you want to ask, Gicha, Gicha. What's that, Gicha, Gicha? The Gab Lavin of Kahuna, it says, V'isha grusha, V'isha lo yikoch. Lashon of Gicha. We're going to have the mention of Parshas Emoir. Gicha. And it says, "V'gabi achoyish es achoysoy bas oviv oivatz imoy." So it says a lashon of yika. So then kicha kicha, just like by chiyuv koritz, it's a din of hara. Same thing by isa kahuna, it's a din of hara. Now, what are chiyuv esay? Says Rashi, that's mitzvah v'adoyim. Why this esay? Because the Torah says, dor shlishi yovi lehem v'kal Hashem. It's only the third generation. Lo yishayni, and not the second generation. But it doesn't say not second generation. Only alav abo mechlal asay. That's what the Gemara calls chiyuv. How do I know there too? It's hara minalan. The Gemara asyam. Bia bia. What's bia bia? Says Tav Rashi. L'gachayovi lavin. It says l'yovi mamze b'kav Hashem. That's a lotion of bia. Here the gabbi of the essay. It says dor shlishi yovi lehem b'kav Hashem. So then bia bia. One again the din of harah. Yivam l'shuk minolat. How do I know yivam l'shuk? She married the shuk without chalitza. How do I know that she's over even the harah alone? So you want ilaman yama lav lav ilaman yama asay asay. If a yavama marries the shuk without the benefit of a chalitza, she's over. What's the lav? Lo yisia eishes ames hachutza leish za yavami of the aleh. So it's a din of a lav. Why is there a man yama that says it's only asay? Because one man yama says that the lashon of lo yisia eishes ames is to go and tell you that the Kedushin is not toifis, that there's no Havaya, Loisia. But it's only an Isser Asay. What's the Isser Asay? The Torah says, Yavam Yavi Aleho. The Yavam Yavi Aleho. But not an Acher, not the Shuk. That's what we call it. Lava Kol Mechalal Asay is an Asay. Azay Zog the Yavam. Shul Abalim Inohan. How do I know? I'm sorry. How do I know that a Yavam is koine his Yavama with Hara? Again, Asya Bibi, that's the Bia Bia. Here, Yavam Yavoy Aleha, Lashon Bia. And we have back the Omid Aleph, we learned the Lashon of Bia, or here in the top, we learned the Yavoy Mamzer, so Bia Bia, just like by Mamzer, Chayavay Lav, the din is Bahara. Here too, Yavam Yavam, you koine bint Hara. How do we know Isha the Bala? Every more Asi Kicho Kicho.
You heard that, Mindy?
I'm sorry? David, please put yourself on mute. Mom, forget the two wise sisters. Zoki Moravaito. Asi Isha the Bala, you know. How do I know that says in the Mishnah, Mishloisha Durachim, Isha Nicknes, Kesar Mishnah Arabia? How do I know that the bia is koina im harba'a? Asa kicha kicha. What's kicha kicha? Here it says kiikach ish isha u'bala. And the gabe chayavi krisis, we have the kicha on the Amud Aleph. It says isha kikach es achoisoi. Is kicha. Just like the chayav koris. Chayav koris din harba'a. Here too is also a din of hara. Omero. Lomli rikos rachmanish vazer b'shivcha charufa. Shich vazer b'ish ish. Shich vazer b'soita. Three times in the Torah it says Shechva Zera. The Shechva Harufa we already had on the Amud Aleph. Shechva Zera B'Shesish, it says in the Pasuk which we learned yesterday, Vel Eishis Amischa Leitein Shechavtecha LeZora, that Zora is the Lashon of Shechva Zera. And we also have Shechva Zera B'Soita. In Parshas Nosoi, when it talks about a person suspects his wife, the Shechav Ish Oisa Shechva Zera. So why do we have those Meshoyed and Shechva Zera, all of which imply that you need a Gemar Bia and not just Hara. Every Gemar. The Shivcha Harufa Kidamath, like we said on the Amud Aleph, to tell you only by Shivcha Harufa, for Asham, Shivcha Harufa, what's the din? It has to be Davke Gemar Bia. But Chayovei Lavin is Abbe Hara. The Eish is Ish, Pratman Sham Mishmeis. Since is enough, what happens if the Mishamish? Mishamish means the male. If that maver is mace, it is not erect. This is gishtar. How do you know that there you are not chayv, even though this harah, but it's the aver is mess. That's what the pasuk comes to tell you. The zora, the aver mess, and then you're not over on the iser of eishes ish. There's another mandiyama that says even mishamish mes, you're chai. It doesn't make a difference. So vayta, what does it say? Shech mezer beishes mish. Mishamish meso. Nebuch, a person who's deranged, and he lives a dead woman. So we know from the beginning of Parshas Emor, by a koyin, it says that he's not allowed to be metamel a mason. He's allowed to be metamel to a she'eroi. She'eroi, that's his dead wife. So I see that she'eroi means a dead individual. And that's called she'eroi. She'eroi means it's his relative. So I would think that Mishamish Mesa, Mishnapayev and Hashish Ish, it's also considered to be a married lady. Come on. Oh, and that's why you have to have the word Lizora to tell you, no, that Mishamish Mesa is what? The Soita Lamli, why do you have to have Sheikh Wazera by Soita? But you want to look at the sign. Sheikh Wazera brought the Dover Acher, the Loch of Kin, the Stira. By a soita is only Sheikh Wazer. It comes to exclude Acher. Breaking on my Dover Acher, what is the Dover Acher? Obviously, here we don't mean Chazer. So, what does Acher mean? A refresh is probably Shekina Law Shaloi Kedark. What happens if the Jewish Shaloi Kedark? Shaloi Kedark means that the Bia was a Bia Shaloi Kedarka from the front, but from the back. And now, what means Kine Law? So, Rashi has two shots. Second pshat of Rashi is that he was mekane, meaning that when he gave her a warning, he said, do not, he said to his wife, do not live with Yanko Shaloi Kedark. Why did he give such a warning? Apparently he knew that his wife would never consider living Kedarka, but he was concerned that she might live with Yanko Shaloi Kedark. So he gave a kinoi Kedarka. That's what the pasuk tells you. That kinoi is not effective. Omri Rava, Mishka Ve'isha said, since it says by a Zohar, Mishka Ve'isha, I have the hekish of Mishkoveis both from the front and from the back. Kinshloi Kedarka, that they have the exact same halacha. So, Ibazoi, how can you go and Zera comes to exclude Shloi Kedarka? El Omri Rava, Prat, the Shekina Lo Derek Bart. It was Mikane, the husband, warned his wife not to lay together with that other person, not full-fledged bia, but chivorim. Der chivorim, says Rashi, means that they were playing around, and he's dosh mi bachut. He allows his aver to go and touch her body, but not to go and enter inside, not even boisimokr, that's other parts of the body. Therefore, that what the Torah comes to exclude, that's not a kinoi for purposes of the Torah is telling us the din of soita by innocence. I mean, if they, even though they were playing around, and of course we don't, any way, shape, or form, condone such activity, but are you telling me that's what the Torah is concerned about? To go and exclude, by using the term Sheikh Wazera, to exclude another man who is playing around with his wife? Elam Rabbaya Pratishnallah Shika comes to go exclude if he gave a kinoi and said, make sure the nishika over here doesn't mean a kiss like in the traditional sense, means a kiss of eiver the mokum tashmish. Therefore, he said, don't even allow Yankel's eiver to get close to your mokum down below, not even to go and touch from the outside. And that's what Sheikh Wazera comes to exclude. If you're going to go and tell me Haro means Achnosas HaTorah, this pasuk comes to tell you to exclude Nishika. Elamandi Amazu Nishika, Ma'ika Lemer. What does the Gemara mean to say? As we're going to see in another couple of moments, the word Haro that we've been talking about for the last few minutes, which everybody agrees means only a Tchilas Bia, the question is, but how far along in the Bia process is in fact this Haro? So one man the Yomah says Haro means Achnosas HaTorah. Everybody knows the HaTorah means the front part, the tip of the Aver, of a man's Aver. Achnosas HaTorah, he only inserts the HaTorah and not the rest of the Gid. That is called Haro. The other man the Yomah says, no, there was no penetration whatsoever, but rather the Gid is totally outside, and the Torah is totally outside, but the Torah touched the lips, so to speak, of the moving down below of the woman. Ah, so therefore there's a machloik is exactly what Harra means. So if you want, when you're telling me that Shechva Zera comes to be Prat, the Shekinah Lord and the Sheik, if you're going to tell me Harra Zachnos Satorah, then I can understand that he's giving her that Achnos Satorah and Harra is Osir, and that would be a Soit. So you tell the Shechva Zera to go and exclude something less than that, the Sheik, then the Sheik punished. That if he gave her a Kinoi, don't live in the Shika with that a person, that's not a soita, and it doesn't rise to the level of taking the woman to drink Mayim Morim in the base speech. Elaman Yom is when the Shika could hold Zara is the Shika, Ma'ika Lamayim. So then that in fact is Zara, and Zara is ushered across the board by everyone. So why does it say Sheikh Mazar? It doesn't come to exclude, because Zara Avada is Osur, and would make the woman into a saint. And they were just playing around. There was even here. Itzrich, so what do I need to have a special lima to tell us that that doesn't rise to the level of a saita? Don't I understand that the Torah is not going and making a saita from people engaging in pritzus? Like the Gemara said before, pritzusa osa rachmana. So to one, yeah. So could I come in a big pain in the Baal Tolerachman? Baka Kopi, the whole opinion of Soita is not so much that we have established with Adim that he is an edit, she's an Ashes Ish who lived with a stranger. It's all that the husband is Makbid, he sees that his wife is going behind closed doors. He doesn't know for sure what's going on behind closed doors. Maybe his wife is learning the daf together with that other person. I know that's a terrible thing, especially today's daf. But the point is, maybe they're learning Echvay Tenarena. Maybe they're saying Tillim together. How do you know what they're doing? It's all because the Baal is Machben. He said, I don't want you going behind closed doors with that man. I don't care what you're doing. The mice of Hokkakop, and therefore he is Machben. And therefore the Kepeda, which should extend, even if it's only this type of Kina Lo Derech Ivarim, where it wasn't a real full-fledged beer, I might think that that so could cause the soita to have to go up to Yerushalayim. Kamash Malon, that's why you have Sheikh Mazar to tell you that this is Alt Kunish, Mit Kunish, Mit Kunish, and there's no din of soita unless there he suspects her and makes a kinoi at the very least for Hara, or just makes a kinoi stam. Kinoi stam. I'm choshed that you're doing Masa Masher Lo Yosu, things that you should not be doing, meaning Chas V'Sholem Bia, and that's it. Not if you're talking about a princess of living together, Derech Hibar. Omishvur. Now we're going to get to the machloikis, what is. So Omishvur, Harazu Nishika. Nishika means that the man's Eivir touches the mokum down below of the woman, but no penetration. It's only from the outside. Why do we call this a Lashon Nishika? It says, go and you can do the test yourself right now. Your finger on your lips, even if you don't apply any pressure. Don't the lips move at least a drop just by touching them? They're so flimsy, it will. It moves in a little bit. So he's saying the same thing applies to Hara. There's no possibility of just having Hara that the Aver doesn't enter at least a drop. It's like a Chika where you push it, even if the person's intentions are just leaving Torah outside, the fact that it touches the outside part of the woman's erva, automatically it penetrates a millimeter, a half a millimeter, samash. So this was Shmuel. Remember, this is Shmuel, Hara is Nishika. We're going to have the Shmuel a couple more times. We're going to have a few Rabbi Yochanan. So this is Rabbi Yochanan. When we say that shivchufa you have to have shivchufa zera, it's only limute ha'o'ah, but it includes achnosis ha'torah. That Torah, rona, that's the top of the gig, goes inside. Dos ha'is shivchufa for purposes of shivchufa.
Aha. When we just have shivchufa, we said it has to be Shebazer. Shebazer.
That's Gemara's kasha. That's the next line. But in the meantime, what Rabbi Yochanan says, and Rashi says, this Rabbi Yochanan l'chayra is consistent with Shmuel. Shmuel says Harua is Nishika, where there's just the most minimal amount of penetration just from the outside. Oh, when you have a chnosis atara, those two, if you will, are consistent with one another. But Moser of Sheishes, Brother Shai's Kasha, it says in the Pasuk, Kiyishkav, we're talking about the Shivchufa, Shichva Zera. Achnosis atara doesn't sound like Shichva Zera. The Raisa continues, says Rav Shech, Shechva Zera in Echayim El Abiyos HaMiruk. Shechva Zera means a Biyah that leads to Miruk. My love, Miruk Gid. Now what means Miruk Gid? Says Rashi, Shemazria. In other words, to empty out the Gid from the Zera inside it. And if that's the case, doesn't that sound like a full-fledged Gemar Biyah and not just Achnosis HaTorah? Brother Shai's kasha, it's got to be Shikma Zerah, the Anglos Ator. Every more loy, when it says in the Pesein Echayib, Elabias Miruk, loy Miruk Ator. It sounds like, Rashi doesn't comment what means Miruk Ator. From the art scroll, it sounds like Miruk Ator means that a person just by inserting the Ator, if the Ator is sufficiently sensitive, even without going full-fledged, with a full-fledged Gemar and the Gamsa Gid, that even that Torah itself could also lead to a to the BF, to the Zera being ejected from the Atar. So you don't have a conclusive to the Shechva Zera that you couldn't have a case of a person having Miruk, having the, being Masriya, the Zera coming out, even just Achnos Torah law. That this was Rabbi Bachon Amr Yoichan. He said that Achnos Satora is Gemar Bia. Ki also Rabbi Dimi Amr Yoichan, and he Arroa Zu Achnos Satora. Also, I have now a machloikis between Rabbi and Rabbi Bachon. What does Rabbi Yoichan really hold? According to Rabbi Bachon, Rabbi Yoichan hold that Achnos Satora is Gemar Bia. And according to Rabbi Dimi, Rabbi Yoichan hold Achnos Satora Arroa. Umrulaysa, they said to Rav Dimi, for Rav Bachon Liyomar Hachi, didn't say like you. Umrulahuso, Rav Dimi, apparently in a Chayaki fashion, said, nope, by you shakroyo and oshakmi. Somebody's got to be lying over me. Either I'm lying, or maybe Rav Bachon is lying. In other words, you're right, not consistent. So somebody's telling you an untruth. Subsequently, Rav came and said to Rav Yechanan, "Haroz Rachnos Sator, just like Rav Dim." So, Kimon Adrav Bruchana Vadei Poli. It's clear that he argued with Rav Bruchana, because Rav Bruchana says that the definition of Gemar Bia, that's Rachnos Sator. And now you're telling me Haroz Rachnos Sator. So clearly, that is not consistent with Rav Bruchana. Question is, Adishmul Milay Poli. Do you say that he's arguing with Shmuel? Remember, Shmuel said, Haro'a is Nishika. And now we're saying, Haro'a is Achnosis Atara. It sounds like there's a machloikis. Nishika means from the outside, Achnosis Atara is from the inside. L'chayra, it's a clear machloikis. It could be the Nishika, but Achnosis Atara, Haro'a Karila. It could very well be, Haro'a means anything but Gemar Bia. And so therefore, a small little patient of Nishika, that's Haro'a. A full-fledged Achnosis Atara, it's called Haro'a. And anything in between, from A to Z, that's all Haro'a, as long as you didn't go beyond the Achnosis Atara. Now, why did Shmuel have to go and tell us Nishika is Achnosis Atara? So, Rashi, because that's called Haro'a. Because, so like the Chamina, if only Achnosis Atara is Haro'a, then I would say Nishika is meaningless. That's why I have to say, no. The Isra Ra begins all the way from Nishika through putting Hachnosis HaTorah, but that's all called together Ara. Kippu Yehudam Rabbi Yochanan, Ara is Hachnosis HaTorah. Like we just said, Ara is Gemar Bia, is Gemar Bia Mamish. That's the real McCoy, the normal, regular Gemar Bia. Mikan V'Eilach means anything less than Hachnosis Torah, Einai Ela Lishika, that Gunisht, Upotra Leha, your potter, Upaligar Shmuel, that argues with Shmuel, because Shmuel said that even Nishik Bod Haroah, and this man, the Yomer, says, no, the minimum of Haroah has got to be Hachnot Torah. Nishika is meaningless, so obviously he disagrees with Shmuel. And there's where we stop. Mechem Rabois, I hope to join you all tomorrow in live in person at Rabbi Fuhan's. Since tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh, we have to figure out when we're going to be ready. I don't know, did they announce this month for tomorrow's davening?
Next 35.